Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition podcast, here today with my special guest, Rebecca Covey, Head of Performance and Associate Professor of Voice, Speech, and Acting at Florida International University. Thanks so much for joining us today, Rebecca.
My pleasure, Tim. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Rebecca, we always like to get to know the person before the podcast, as usual. So if you could give us a little bit about your background, your history, and the series of events that led you up to your time at FIU.
Okay. Well, I started young. I was off and running at 12 years old doing Shakespeare plays in the little town in California where I grew up. And I ended up going to the University of California, Santa Barbara, and I got my BFA in acting and a BFA in French from the Université de Poitiers in France, which had a degree along with UCSB. And then I earned my MFA in acting from the Professional Theater Training Program at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. And it was a really cool graduate program in that it focused on two of my favorite things, which were classical theater and international theater. I've always really had a love for languages, English as well as other languages. I speak French, and now I'm working at Florida International University, which is a really perfect fit. So this grad school that I went to, Tim, we were a member of this international consortium of theater. And so I got to perform in Australia and Paris, and some other people went to Bratislava, and we had a theater festival with students from Turkey and Poland and Sweden. And so I really, really have always appreciated different cultures, different heritages, different languages, and I can combine them all in what I do right now.
So as you're in the capacity of head of performance there, what are the degrees that you're overseeing at FIU?
So I oversee, well, FIU Theater offers a BA in theater, and then it offers a BFA in performance, a BFA in design, and a new BFA in musical theater. So the BFA in musical theater and performance, those are the ones that I would oversee.
And our listeners know from a couple of episodes ago that there's also a new Bachelor of Music in musical theater as well. So this is going to be the other that we mentioned this degree when we were doing the BM interview. So this is the other side of that. And you're launching both of those programs at the same time at the school.
We are. Yes, I know. Call us crazy. But yes, we're both part of the same family tree. The Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater is going to be quite different from the degree in music. The students in theater will have five classes in acting. In fact, they'll go along with the BFA performance students, acting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then they will branch out into acting the song, musical theater workshop 1, musical theater workshop 2, musical theater workshop 3 and 4, along with all the beginning dance classes, and then specialized dance workshops, advanced dance workshop, advanced musical theater dance workshop, as well as career skills for the actor. They'll also be able to take classes in directing, in voice and movement for the stage 1, 2, and 3, in playwriting, in stage combat, in dialects, in makeup, in costuming. So all sorts of those fundamental skills that you want to have to be able to make a living as a professional actor. So I was a professional actor and still am. I'm an equity actor. I worked in Chicago for many years, and I Worked especially in language-based plays at Shaw Chicago, Writers Theater Chicago, Footsteps Theater, which was Chicago's premier women's theater. And so I have a really good sense of what it is to be a professional actor. I worked in a lot of musicals, and I worked outside of theater, outside of Chicago in the Midwest, in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania. And so what I have done in establishing this program is really looked at the skills that one needs to make a living as a professional actor in the profession, to get your equity card, become a member of Actors Equity, and become a professional actor in both stage plays, film, and musical theater.
So let's start breaking down exactly what the curriculum looks like for both of those degrees. But first, our listeners always listen for I put my guests on the spot, and I'm going to ask you for your elevator pitch. Your 60 seconds or less. Why should students be considering going to FIU for theater or musical theater?
Okay, so first of all, we only train undergraduates, so we're focused on you. We are a small department of 125 majors in a very large public university in a dynamic international city with a lively art scene and several equity theaters at which your professors, like myself, do work all the time. So you have connections, you can see professional theater, and you get a lot of one-on-one attention because we're NAST accredited. Our studio performance courses can have no more than 15. Our BFA cohort in performance is 12. In musical theater, it's 8. So you're going to get a lot of stage time. We put a lot of time in to preparing you to develop your own unique gifts. What you bring to the table, your talent, your language, your smarts, your life experience, your heritage, your point of view, all those things that make up your gold, that's what we help you free and develop. We don't create actor robots. We want to help you bring out what makes you special in the world and to trust your own impulses, your own sense of play, and to develop your voice and bodies to express any sort of nuance or thought or feeling and find that discipline to be able to craft any kind of career that you want.
I love that, actor robots. That's a
Yeah.
funny way of putting it. So you said that the BFA performance and the BFA musical theater will basically be parallel for the beginning of their training there. Is that what you said? They're basically
They're
the same.
parallel in the acting and the voice and movement classes. However, right from the very first semester, the musical theater students will be taking private voice lessons. They'll be taking piano and music theory. So, right from the get-go, and dance as well. So, they are taking those classes, but they are in a cohort with students that will eventually go on to be BFA performance.
Got
So,
it.
they get a really what I think is very unique amongst when I did my research amongst other programs, they our musical theater students get acting one, which is a lot of improv and games, acting two, which is Stanislavski. They get Meisner, which is acting three, Michael Chekhov technique, acting four, and they get Shakespeare because we really looked at this, and we felt that students who are studying musical theater can really connect to the size of the truthfulness in Shakespeare. And so we're really trying to create wonderful actors who also are great singers and dancers. I was reading the New York Times yesterday, and they had a review of Kimberly Akimbo. I don't know if you saw it, but
I
they
haven't yet,
talked.
no.
Oh God, I want to see. I'm going to New York in 2 weeks, and I really want to see it. But they talk about in the review the lead woman at Victoria Clark, I believe is her name. And they said, and I'm going to quote her, she says, she is so remote is she from the bellowing divadom of those tourist bait extravaganzas that I'm tempted to call what she does acting on pitch. And that's, I thought of that, that's what I want in our musical theater program, that students who are acting on pitch, authentic, deeply felt, embodied, truthful acting on pitch.
So we spoke, we keep going back to the musical theater degree. So I want to make sure we speak about the BFA performance degree as well. If I am a first year BFA performance major on my way to FIU, what does that first year look like for me?
So the first year you will take acting one and acting two. You will take voice and movement one. And all of these classes are very generous 6 hour a week classes. We manage to extend them. So it does give a sense of conservatory training within a big state university. You can take script analysis, you can take directing, you can start to take some of your other classes throughout the rest of the university. I know a lot of students these days are coming in with a lot from the AP courses as well, AP or IB, but you can take those classes, which we love because we really like smart, well-rounded actors who have a life and interests outside of the theater, because we find that the most successful actors draw on all of their interests and life experiences. But you would take maybe costume technology or stagecraft. You would take maybe some stage combat would be wonderful that first year to really get you grounded in your lower body and connected to your body and feeling powerful that way. And I think that's about it for the performance for the first year.
And so first year freshman, the new musical theater class, I am in the first cohort of musical theater coming in next year. What's that going to look like?
Yeah, so we actually have a cohort going right now.
Oh, I
So
apologize.
we know that's we're very lucky. We have some terrific students that have come from as far away as Korea and as close as Miami. So we have some beautiful singer dancer actors there right now. They took their music theory, voice lessons, acting one. They took some of their core requirements throughout the rest of the university. And I believe some of them took piano and some of them are taking it next semester. Just last week, they did a recital called The Great White Way. So songs from Broadway, and they each performed two songs in a beautiful space in the music department with wonderful acoustics. So that was really nice for them to get a chance to perform their first semester. After they go into acting two, then they will be performing for the main stage. But what we offer a lot of opportunities for students who want to have some agency over what they produce. So the Bachelor's of Fine Arts Musical Theater students asked if they could produce a cabaret this year on their own. And we looked over their proposal and we said, yeah, great. So they're going to do, the five of them are going to do a cabaret in January, I think it is. So there's all sorts of opportunities like that at FIU. And I think that's one of the reasons that our graduates, they're fearless. They just dive in and take the profession by the horns, and they create their own companies, and they go out there and they are just, I am so impressed by the confidence and the skill level of our graduates. And then they just kind of dive in. The world is their oyster. They have such confidence and they have great relationships with all the people in their cohort, because it is so small that they get each other jobs and they call each other when there's auditions, and there's a really great, corps d'esprit going on amongst the students. They help each other out.
Beautiful. And you, this is a great segue, nice job by the way, into performance opportunities for students while they're at FIU. What does your normal year look like as far as performances?
So we have three spaces, and we have a black box theater that's fairly large. We also have a main stage theater. I think it's about maybe 400 seats or so. And we do 4 to 5 shows a year. We'll be doing musical every year starting next year for our musical theater program. We do a variety of shows. We try to really explore a lot of different kinds of styles and historical genres. We choose them based on our students. We solicit suggestions from our students of things that they like to do, but we tend to try to use to provide 20 to 25 roles per semester. And if you think of, we have about 24 in each BFA class. That gives people a good chance of some significant roles as well as a few small roles as well. In addition to the main stage, we also have a lot of opportunities. We have a quite lively directing program. So we have directing 1 and 2, and then they have their directing, I guess they would be called performances or workshops or showcases. We also have a very strong playwriting program, and that we have new plays festivals a couple times a year. We have a couple of interesting things coming up. A program called Telepresence that my colleague, Professor Michael Yanni, is spearheading with a university from Coventry, England. And they're going to be creating some, it's not even a device work. I think they're doing Pericles through large screens together. And then the group from Coventry will be coming over here and having some rehearsals and creating a performance piece together. So we have all sorts of interesting things. We have a very strong theater honor society that also does an ACT UP for AIDS program every year. And students do their work and all the proceeds goes towards ACT UP for AIDS. They also produce other shows. They did Rocky Horror a couple years ago. They'll do a talent show. So those
Wow.
are some of the performance opportunities. Oh, and also there's a one-person show. So the senior performance students, as their capstone project, they do a one-person show.
Wow, that is a lot. And as you mentioned, South Florida has an incredible performing arts community, including several professional equity theaters. How does FIU sort of fit into that community? Do students work in any of those theaters while they're still in school, or is that encouraged?
So I am starting a bit of a new thing where I work as a professional dialect coach, and I am starting to offer a what's called, we call it research at FIU, who would be an assistant and would go into the professional theaters with me as my assistant. We do have students that are working in professional theaters after graduation. In terms of before graduation, they might do that more with, we have some costumers that are working before they graduate. But since the Equity Theaters that I work at, their rehearsals are during the day, it doesn't really work for the students to go during the day since they have their classes during the day. But we do have several students that I can think of recently that have been hired by these companies that we work with and kind of provide connections to right after graduating. Miami New Drama, the Arsht Center is also a big theater that is employing a couple recent graduates that for a touring show at a very, very generous paycheck. Zoetic Stage is a company that does beautiful, beautiful work, and a student who just graduated got a lead in one of the shows there last year. So there are also a couple companies in town where the artistic directors are former FIU students of mine, or the managing directors are FIU students, and they're always calling us and asking for recommendations. I also get a lot of calls for movies that would like to see a lot of our students because we have a very generous Hispanic population amongst our students, as well as students from the Caribbean. We have casting directors from New York calling down here that are really eager to find new students and know of the great training our students get, as well as the diversity we have. So I'll get called for Steven Spielberg films, got called for West Side Story. They're very interested in looking at our students because they know that they're excellently trained, but also that they offer a lot in terms of diversity of language, of heritage, and some really great life experience that way.
Wow. So you've already given quite a few name drops there, just mentioning
I
where your
know.
students are dropped. But let's go a little bit further with that, and I'm going to ask the question that
Sure.
we said we were going to ask. What is give me some success stories,
Sure.
either or notable faculty as well.
Well, so I haven't been here too terribly long, but some of the alumnus from before my day, for example, Danny Pino, he's an actor who is in Law and Order and Cold Case, and he's come back several times. He's really an active alumnus and really has been great at sharing his success with the department. Joseph Hodge, also who's artistic director at the Guthrie, is an FIU grad. And more recently, not a household name, but someone everyone listening should know is Tatiana Pendiani. And she graduated not too long ago. She was Sam Mendes's assistant director on several shows. And now she's a working director who works all over the world. She has upcoming projects at Alley Theatre in Houston, Park Theatre in London. Other recent grads are working at the Guthrie, working in Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta, New York. We also have a lot of students that, especially like in the last 3 years, a lot of our students have been accepted into MFA programs. The new one at Juilliard, at Brown, NYU, Rutgers, University of California, San Diego, Columbia College, CalArts. So our students are really sought after and are getting some great jobs and some great opportunities after they graduate.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about where the school is located. It's in Miami. So tell us about what area of Miami. Obviously, that's a big, vast, there's quite a lot of difference between if you're on the beach in Miami or if you're a little bit further inland. So tell us where it is in Miami and give us sort of a feel for what type of campus it is.
It's as the eagle flies west of Miami. So you would just go directly west, and there you are. When I work downtown in Miami and I drive from the school, it takes me about 20 minutes. It's a lush campus. One of the things I love about it is there are places all over campus where you can sit in these like swinging, they kind of look like swinging picnic tables, but they're covered in case there's like a rain all of a sudden. And they're kind of in these jungly areas. There's lots of ponds and fountains and egrets and turtles. And it's very, very green because it rains a lot. And then it's sunny. And then it does what I call it does this Miami thing, which I only saw when I came to Miami, where it's sunny and raining at the same time.
Sun showers, yep, all over
Yes,
Florida. Craziest thing.
there we, isn't it nuts? Yeah.
Yep.
So, it's very diverse. There's people from all over the world there, so you'll hear a lot of Spanish, but also tons of different languages. And let's see, you arrive there. I think the beauty of the campus is what is stunning. It's a newer school, it's only 50 years old, but they've just been growing by leaps and bounds. They just built a really gorgeous new dorm building for the students, which is really nice. Students might note the volleyball courts and pools by the dorm rooms. It's really nice, all these sort of outdoor places to sit where you can plug in your phone or your computer. It has a great, some interesting architecture, a great library. I did want to touch on some of our faculty because I think one of the things that that I really think is special about our program is that the number of faculty that have really worked with masters in the field. So, for example, my colleague Leslie Ann Timlick. So she teaches acting and movement, but she has her certification, which takes a really long time and lots of effort in the Meisner acting technique, the Michael Chekhov acting technique, and Feldenkrais movement as well. She's done Shakespeare and Company, so she's trained with Kristen Linklater. She's studied under every sort of preeminent person in the country. And she's just a font of knowledge, as is Professor Michael Yanni, who teaches solo performance, which is the one person show, as well as directing and playwriting. And he studied at Columbia University with Anne Bogart and tons of other wonderful people, and brings all that knowledge into his directing. He directs several shows at the school. I myself trained with Kristen Linklater, so I'm both an equity actor and I have my designation as a Linklater voice teacher, which takes about 4 years. So I trained at DePaul University with Claudia Anderson, a master teacher, and then in New York with another master teacher named Andrea Herring, and then in New York with Kristen Linklater. So it took about 4 years, and I always say I could have been a doctor for that time, but I'm a voice teacher. So we've really embraced deep dives into what we do and are so excited to share this expertise. And we don't just sit there now and say, okay, I'm trained. We're constantly going to classes, going to conferences, learning new things. My students were really tickled because we had a master class 2 weeks ago. The musical Six was coming through town, and our faculty, Justin Packard, his friend was in it. And so she came in and she gave us a dance master class. And it's like, who am I to turn down a master class from a dancer from six? So I'm in there with the students and they're all like, wow, Rebecca, you're doing this too? And I'm like, heck yeah, you lifelong learner, man. You never stop learning, you know? And I think all of the professors really embraced that.
Who was the person from six, the cast member?
Oh, you were going to ask me that and I don't remember her name.
One of my former students is in it. Jasmine Forsberg is
it's not Jasmine. It's not Jasmine.
Yeah, she was just there.
If I look at it, I can figure it out. But cut out this part because otherwise I'll seem like an idiot. But,
well, now I'm definitely not going to cut it out. No, that's fine. I was just curious if it was Jasmine because I had her when I was a voice teacher. I taught her from age 8 or 9 up all the
way
up through.
Wait, is she the one that sings that power ballad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, you were her voice teacher?
I was her voice teacher from day one up through high school. Yeah, she was mine.
She is crazy talented. Yeah. No, this woman is the dance captain, and I can't remember her name, but she's the dance captain.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
So that's the touring show who was just in Miami. Wow. Yeah, I saw Jasmine perform on the Little Desk concert on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
And man, such a beautiful voice.
She's been like
she
that
killed
since,
it.
Since she was a little kid. I mean, I never had a student that young, and then she came and sang for me. I was like, all right, I'll take it. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
She's great. We're kind of getting off the subject, everyone, but if you're anywhere near where Six is, go see Six and Jasmine Forsberg. She's wonderful. Sorry, I think I took you away from your faculty. Other faculty.
That's okay. No, those are the ones that I particularly wanted to mention. We have two new faculty, so we've had a couple of people retire, so it's really exciting. We've gotten a couple new faculty, Justin Packard and Melvin Huffnagel are our new faculty, and they're just awesome. Melvin is continuing a very, very active career in television, film in New York, so he is very, very busy, but he's a fabulous teacher, and he's directing as well. And Justin just joined us this year. And he is a really talented guy, also worked in musical theater, was in the national cast of, is it Matilda? Is that the one? A touring show, and worked in the Spider-Man, the Spider-Man years in Broadway. But he's fabulous. So we've got a lot of great new energy, and we have this new BFA, and we're very excited. One thing we also have, it's been, you know, kind of stalled for the last couple of years, but we have an agreement with the cruise lines, and so we go and see the cruise lines, we see the boats. They'll come in and give us master classes. We'll go and see some of their facilities, and there's a neat sort of symbiotic relationship. And now that we have a musical theater program, I think that's going to be even stronger because they are really looking for musical theater performers to join their cruise line. So that's kind of exciting as well.
So let's talk about how students are able to get into this exciting program, these two exciting programs that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through the application and audition process, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing to do, of course, is go to, you know, just Google FIU Theater, and that will take you to our website. And that walks you through the steps of the audition. We do pre-screens because we are so small and we want to keep things so intimate. So we do pre-screens on Get Accepted. Mm-hmm. And so students, depending on what they're auditioning for, if it's a BFA in performance, they would do two contrasting monologues. They would also have two letters of recommendation, as well as all their application information from school. They fill out a questionnaire, for example. For the musical theater students, they learn a combination and they film the combination. They do a monologue and they sing two songs. And then from that, we invite people to the in-person auditions.
And so how many pre-screens are you normally seeing, and then how many do you pass through to the live auditions?
Yeah, it really varies so much. And because of COVID, that's kind of thrown a whole wrench into things. Usually, we see probably about maybe 40 to 60 people in person.
And from those 40 to 60, how many are you aiming for an incoming class?
So, for the musical theater, we want no more than eight.
Wow.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that each of them, because we're accredited, we're NAST accredited, we want to make sure each of them gets a significant role and they get roles in fully produced musicals, as well as cabarets, class recitals, things like that. So we really want to keep it focused and small. For the BFA performance, it will be anywhere from 8 to 12. And we want no more than 12 because they do those 12 one-person shows at the end of their senior year. And also, we want to make sure they get their performance time. So they get a lot of one-on-one attention. And that's really important to us. And it's important to us also for keeping our accreditation, where those performance classes are small. I've taught at other places where there's, 25, 28 students in a class, and it is just so hard to get around and see each person and be able to respond to each person, help each person. I have so much good fortune to be able to have the luxury of being able to not only just spend time with them in class, but then coach them one-on-one, because I'm the vocal and dialect coach for all the shows. They really get a lot of individual attention. And that's, I think, a really special thing about our program.
So, if you want to be one of those students in that very select group of students, what are the qualities that you're looking for in the audition room?
I look for actors who are smart and who convey a sense of truth. And then beyond that, a connection to language and what they're saying, and then a physical connection to their body, or a sense that that can be trained. Because, we're not looking for actors that are ready to go out and work from day one, but we're looking for actors who have that spark of energy, of discipline, of passion, and a sense of humor.
A sense of
And
humor. Glad you said that.
yeah, yes, who don't take
Great.
themselves so seriously. And in fact, the questions that I often ask at the interviews are, what do you do outside of theater? What do you like to do? Do you like to read? Do you like any sports? What are your other hobbies or passions? So I really am interested in students who are holistic people.
So if students or parents want to learn any more information or get any more information on your program, what is the best way to get in touch?
Well, so my email is rcovey, COVEY, at FIU.edu. And also
Great.
going to the Department of Theater, FIU Theater. and poking around, looking at the shows that we've done, because they're very interesting. We take a lot of shows to the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, and I think because a lot of the shows we do are kind of different, they're off the beaten track. Sometimes we do shows in Spanish. We have some really interesting choices there, and take a look at our bios, take a look at our students, take a look at the progression through the program that your student will get to have on-camera classes, will get to have directing classes. I never got directing as an undergraduate. I think that is such a great class for actors to take. Dialects. We even have our Meisner II sometimes. Sometimes there'll be a clowning class. So just the amount of skills that the student will be able to take into the profession, all the while while getting an excellent, well-rounded education. So you're going to learn math and languages and English and history and art, so you will be able to put your theater in a greater context of being an intelligent and educated person in the world, which I think is super important.
So, last question I always ask everybody, tell us something that you are looking forward to.
We have a couple of plays coming up, Necessary Targets by Eve Ensler. And I'm very excited about this because it features a really, really strong female cast. And a lot of the students that took my dialects class will be able to use their skills in this, doing British, Australian, Bosnian, lots of different accents in that. So I'm very excited about that. Also, our new faculty member, Justin, is directing a play called Airness by Chelsea Mercantile, which is about all this sort of motley group of people getting together in an air guitar contest. So I think that's just going to be a blast. I'm also really curious about this telepresence project with the actors from Coventry and to see what that is and to have these actors from, they're from England, but they're actually from all over the world. It's a really international group of people coming over. So I think that interplay will be really interesting and useful for our students. We also have a great couple of guest artists coming in, that are agents and managers from LA that are always great for demystifying the whole process of how do you move to LA, how do you become an actor in LA, and having that information at your fingertips and then that connection, I think is so useful. So those are some of the things I'm looking forward to.
That sounds great. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all this wonderful information about your program. And we do look forward to having you back around here real soon.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.